وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير. آمين to all your beautiful duas, Hazrat Maulana Salim Saab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we will be discussing the life of Hazrat Uthman ibn Ma'zun radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His name was Uthman, his kunniyat was Abu As-Sa'ib, his father was Maz'un and his mother was Saqila. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was of sound mind, righteous and chaste by nature. He did not touch any alcohol even during the days of Jahiliyyah, when the consumption of alcohol was the norm. He used to say, "What is the benefit in consuming something which causes a person to lose his mind? Low and ignoble people make him a target of mockery, and he is unable to distinguish between his mother and sister when he is intoxicated." And how true this is, that you would find today people will seem to get some satisfaction, but intoxication leads them to a situation where they lose complete control of themselves. What a shameful and disrespectful thing for a person not to be able to distinguish it between his mother and sister when he is intoxicated. How sad. Alcoholics cannot understand this much. This is why we see so much of destruction throughout the world. Muslims are also caught up in this evil, and alcohol is consumed openly in some Muslim countries. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to it as Ummul Khaba'ith, the mother and the source of all evil. How can there be any good in it? It has a bad influence on children as well. May Allah Ta'ala protect the Muslims. Hazrat Uthman ibn Ma'zun radiyallahu ta'ala anh, due to his natural purity, his heart was absolutely clean. And so the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Tawheed embedded itself very quickly in his heart. Historians say that only 13 people had embraced Islam at the time. Acting under the permission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum emigrated to Abyssinia in the 5th year of prophethood. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Amir, the leader of this group. He remained there for some time, and when the rumor was spread that all the Quraysh have embraced Islam, he returned to Makkah Mukarramah. When he came close to Makkah Mukarramah and realized that the information was incorrect, he was quite perplexed, because on one hand, it was difficult to go back to such a distant land, and on the other hand, he was fearful of the polytheists of the mushrikeens if he were to enter Makkah Mukarramah. In this confusion, he remained where he was. When all his companions reached Makkah Mukarramah, one after the other, After obtaining sanctuary from their relatives and friends, he entered Makkah Mukarrama after obtaining the protection of Walid ibn Mughira. Although the influence of Walid ibn Mughira protected him from the torments of the polytheists, he could not bear seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum suffering. He reprimanded himself one day and said to himself, How sorrowful my beloveds and family members are suffering numerous torments while I am living a life of peace and tranquility under the protection of a polytheist. By Allah, this is a major weakness on my part. These thoughts made him restless. He went immediately to Walid ibn Mughira and said, O Abu Abd Shams, your responsibility has been fulfilled. I was under your protection until now. I prefer being under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions is sufficient for me. Walid said, someone probably inflicted harm on you. He replied, no. The fact of the matter is that I do not want any protection from anyone apart from Allah ta'ala. Come with me to the Kaaba Sharif. And just as you had announced my protection, I want you to announce that you have taken it back. Walid was compelled to comply and announce the withdrawal of his protection before a large crowd. Hazrat Uthman ibn Mazun radiallahu ta'ala stood up, affirmed it, and he said, O people, I found Walid to be extremely loyal and affectionate. But since I do not want any protection from anyone except Allah Ta'ala, I am cancelling his kindness on my own accord. Now look at the genuine love which he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He was prepared to forgo his life of comfort and bear hardships for their sake. What can be said about the reward which he will receive from Allah Ta'ala? What can be said of how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have valued his sincerity? This was certainly his good fortune. May Allah Ta'ala inspire us all. Ameen. Spending the night in worship was his most enjoyable occupation. He would spend entire nights in salah and would generally fast by day. He set aside a special room in his house in which he would remain in seclusion. His desire for worship made him completely independent of his wife and children. His respected wife came into the Haram and Nawawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pure wife saw her in a deplorable state and asked her, why are you in such a deplorable condition? There is no one more wealthy than your husband amongst the Quraysh. She replied, where do I have any contact with him? He spends the night in worship and keeps fasting during the day. The pure wives, the Azwaji Mutahharat, mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who proceeded immediately to Hazrat Uthman ibn Ma'azun radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, O Uthman, is my life not an example for you? He replied, may my parents be sacrificed for you. What is the matter? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you spend the entire night in worship and keep fast during the day? He replied, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, do not do this. Your eyes, your body, and your wife and children have rights over you. Perform salah and take a rest as well. Keep fast and skip out fasting as well. When his wife went back to the pure wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after some time, she was perfumed like a bride. Subhanallah, look at the level of his obedience. He abandoned his habitual worship for the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He brought a balance in his life, a balance which is the distinguishing feature of our religion. May Allah Ta'ala enable all of us to practice on this. Ameen. He passed away 30 months after the Hijrah in the third year of Hijri. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very much saddened over his separation from Hazrat Uthman ibn Ma'zun radiallahu ta'ala an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam bent down and kissed his forehead 3 times. He cried so profusely that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an's cheeks became moist. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then lifted his head and said spoke to him in a very sad voice, "O Abu As-Sa'ib, I am separating myself from you. You departed from this world without soiling yourself in the least." The Muslims of Medina Munawwara did not have any specific graveyard till then. After the death of Hazrat Uthman ibn Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam set aside the place of Baqi as his graveyard. Thus he was the first Sahabi to be buried here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed his janaza salah, stood at the side of the grave, and paid particular attention to his burial. He then placed something near his head side as a sign and said, "Whoever passes away after this will be buried around here. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with him, and may his grave be illuminated." We now speak about Sayyidina Utbah ibn Ghazwan radiallahu ta'ala an. His name was Utbah, his kunyat was Abu Abdullah, and his father was Ghazwan ibn Jabir. Hazrat Utbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from amongst the early adherents of Islam. He was considered to be an expert archer. In the 14th year of Hijri, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave him the responsibility of conquering the port of Abulah Balsan and the surrounding areas. He accomplished this responsibility in an excellent manner. Acting under the instruction of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he demarcated the land of Basra with 800 men and demarcated a specific area for each tribe. He was also appointed the governor of this new city. Piety, abstinence, seclusion, and humility were his distinguishing qualities. He delivered a sermon in the Jami Masjid of Basra. We are quoting a few paragraphs from it. One can gauge the extent of his fear for the hereafter. Abstinence and servitude from these few words: "O people, the world comes and passes by. A major portion of it has passed by. A small portion of it remains, just like when we pour water from a utensil and a few drops continue dripping till the end. Yes, you are going to leave this world and go to another world which will never end. Why then do you not take the best gifts with you? I have been informed that if a rock is cast into the pit of hell, it will continue falling for 70 years and will still not reach the bottom. But I swear by Allah, you will fill it. Are you astonished at this? By Allah, I have been informed that the gates of paradise are so wide that it will take 40 years to cross the distance. But there will come a day when there will be a large crowd at these gates. There were just 6 people with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when I embraced Islam. We were living in such dire conditions that we had to eat the leaves of trees, and this injured our intestines. I received a sheet on one occasion, which I split and gave one half to Sa'ad and one half for myself. We made a belt with it. Now, a day has come when each of us has become a governor over a city. I seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from considering myself to be honorable while I am insignificant in His sight. Prophethood has ended. Kingship will be established, and you will soon test the governors." Subhanallah, what an excellent sermon, which contains advice and admonition in every paragraph. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to take a lesson from it. He passed away in the year 17 Hijri. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala illuminate his grave. Ameen.